Welcome back to the Press Box on Preakness Saturday. It's hard to imagine we'd be saying that in October, but this is not a normal year. And back to the show, my great friend Dave Buzzy Baker. Buzzy, I kick it to you, my friend.
Gainer, great talking to you again. And before we go any further, let's remind folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Kingman, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. We oftentimes talk about how weird this year has been, but we've got Fall Stars weekend underway at Keeneland. But again, the biggest race of the weekend is the Preakness Stakes, which is taking place up in Baltimore.
You know, Buzzy, like I said, you know, it's been a crazy and wild ride this year. Hopefully we never have to undergo something similar to this in the future. But, you know, it's good that these tracks have gotten in the Triple Crown. And you know, it's given these three rooms a different schedule, but it has been good for some. And obviously, it has been good for racing to get these races in this calendar year, and even though we've had to adjust a little bit.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about the Preakness, which is typically the second jewel of racing's Triple Crown, coming up again here in early October. Kind of give us a look at how the field shapes up.
Well, you know, it's an intriguing field, even and I think it's an exciting field too, Buzzy, for several reasons. One, you've got the Kentucky Derby winner, Authentic, coming back. You know, trained by Bob Baffert, he was I thought awesome in the Kentucky Derby, beating
yep.
Tis the Law. And you can't say enough about the season and the year Tis the Law has had. He's been excellent, but you know, he was beaten on the square in the Kentucky Derby, and what a great training job by a horse that I don't think people gave his, you know, enough credit going into the Derby. We picked him here at the Press Box, Authentic on top. I'll take big pride in that. But here's a horse that's only lost one race, Buzzy. He lost the Santa Anita Derby to Honor AP, and, you know, he was coming off an extended layoff in that race. He was parked outside and had to go the farthest of anybody in the race and still had an incredible second. That's his only loss in, I think, now six races. And, you know, and Bob Baffert is a master at getting horses ready for the Kentucky Derby. You know, he's brought five Derby winners to the Preakness, Buzzy. Guess how many times he's won the Preakness?
I'm going to say five.
Five times, my friend. I'm not going to stray much from that record. But you got Authentic. You got Art Collector, who missed the Derby. You know, trained by Tommy Drury, one of the best guys that ever put a girth and a halter on a horse, and just a true gentleman and really an outstanding horseman. Good friend. You know, so got a lot of rooting interest. But you got those two that I think stand above all the rest. And then you got Thousand Words, who didn't get a chance to run the Derby due to his panic incident where he
crashed. Right.
And you know, Baffert's assistant, Jimmy Barnes, sustained a broken arm in that
right situation.
But you got Thousand Words coming back for the Allbaugh family. He's an outstanding horse. He won the Shared Belief, beating Honor AP out there. And then you got the Philly Swiss Skydiver, who's been ran against Art Collector in the Toyota Bluegrass.
Yeah.
And second, she's back going against the Colts. And so a lot of intrigue, a lot of interest. But I think a definitive look at the top of the race is going to be very strong when tilted towards Bob Baffert.
Okay, so how do you play it then, my friend?
I'm going to go with Authentic as my win place bet. Buzzy, I just think he is proven now to be a very, not only a good horse, but on the cusp of being a great one. You know, if he can put the Preakness win in the column and head towards the Breeders' Cup Classic, I think he's got the credentials and the building resume to be a consideration for Horse of the Year. You know, I love Art Collector, but more importantly, I love the connections. Bruce Lunsford and Tommy Drury, you know, really torn at, about, you know, whether or not I can bet them. I think they're very, very good. I think they will be a strong contender in this race. And I also like Thousand Words. I will tell you straight up, I do not like Swiss Skydiver in this spot. I think she's overmatched. I think she is going to be outclassed. She's a great filly. I think there are many really good fillies, but I don't think that she has the ability to stand up against these Colts. You know, Rachel Alexander won the Preakness Stakes as a filly. I think she's the last one to do so. But she didn't face the kind of caliber of competition. She went up against some really good horses, but nothing like this caliber of competition, Buzzy. I think she's going to last in here. I think I'm going to bet Authentic to win in place, and we'll also bet win in place money on Art Collector, and then I'm going to box those two very strongly in the Exacta. They're going to be the two favorites. I know I won't be able to get much of a price, but I'm going to toss in one Exacta box, 1,000 words. He might split those two.
I agree.
I think he could be a surprise, and I think it's going to be a square price too, Buzz.
All right. I agree with my friend. So that, and of course, a reminder, not only is Gene going to have all the information on Preakness Stakes Day, but of course, all the activity going on at Keeneland for Fall Stars Weekend. And you can get those right at the PressBoxLTS.com or right here on the Facebook page. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Mr. McLean here is hoping that you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you soon. I know I'm sitting here overlooking beautiful Kentucky Lake, and I wish you and your lovely could come down and spend the weekend before it gets too cold and too chilly, because the leaves are going to be dropping soon, and
yes, sir.
The racing is going to be revving up.
That is in the plans, my friend. Love y'all. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Take care now.
See you. Bye-bye.